Chris Waddle.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, 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 welcome along to the most scintillating, splendido, stultifying... cropped it up again. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of Irish platforms. It's the Crappy Quiz. Every Friday we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Our first contestant tonight has got so much practice in the pool and the sea in recent weeks that he's an absolute master at a number of strokes. He was asked the other day what his favourite stroke is, and he said, doggy style. Give it up for the athlete bone, Adrian Breaker of Chains Barry.
I mean, how do you explain that?
Move on.
In the middle seat is a man who simply cannot stop analysing rugby set pieces. He was at the back of the queue for the bus the other day, and his passenger started pushing into the door. He's like, ooh, that's a good shove. Great posture from the back row there. Keep it straight. Keep your fucking back straight. It's the Limerick City Slicker, Neil Tracy.
Afternoon.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Our final contestant tonight is a creature of Mayo mythology. His name brings shivers down the spines of everyone from Foxford to Ballina as they hear the terrifying tales of his torturous behaviour. That's right, he went to two weddings in Mayo while Mayo were playing football, and guess what? They lost both games! This is not a joke. This might be the most curious occurrence in the history of this mystical little island. Tread carefully around the cursed Phil, the Power Egan.
It's true.
The real curse.
That's the real curse, yeah.
Maybe you can somehow undo the curse.
I won't ever go back to Mayo. What is it, Jad? Yeah, do you need to go to a divorce or just not go to Mayo?
Just don't
like
go.
Good idea, that, actually.
Don't go to Mayo. Yeah. Don't go to Mayo when there's a wedding or when Mayo are playing.
Yuri Geller and yourself could get together and have like a. I'd bury the spoon over him. As ever,
we should get a new show where Phil, you know, debunks sporting myths and sporting superstitions and things like that.
And then creates his own.
Yeah.
As ever, the format's classic crappy quiz, four questions each after four rounds, is the trivia equivalent of taking every game as it comes, a.k.a. the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on iTunes or Stitcher or Podcast Addict or offtheball.com, even better. Give us 5 out of 5, even if that does not represent your actual opinion. And please, please, send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster at Off The Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round 1 is the boring question round, which is never multiple choice. Question 1 for you, Adrian. Name all 7 of the English players that started in last Saturday's Champions League final in Madrid.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, Harry Kane, Dele Alli.
Three. Have you a system here?
Quite a random, just sort of go through.
Come on now.
No, hang on. Hang about.
Come on now. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7.
No.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The fullbacks. Spurs fullbacks.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking about. That.
He was doing this at the end of the night.
Jordan Henderson,
yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Winks.
Harry Winks.
I said, what the hell is he doing up in this?
Danny
Rose.
Kieran Trippier. Question 1 for you, Neil.
Yeah.
Which player currently holds the record for the highest total score in a single game in the 2019 Gaelic Football Championship?
Highest score in a single game. Yeah. I'm not going to get this.
Give me a guess.
Oh my god, I'm blanking badly here.
Yes, you are.
What was the question?
Who holds the record for the single highest score in a single game? I saw it score in a single game in the 2019 Football Championship. The answer is, with a goal and 12 points against Louth, Cormac Costello.
What is jumping any dove?
No, I was thinking
like say, last,
I knew obviously he was taking a freeze, but I didn't think he racked up that much of a score.
Question 1 for you, Phil. Which Brazilian is the top all-time scorer in the Women's World Cup?
Martha.
Correct.
That is now. Come off it. Come on.
Only easy to know them.
No, that's stupid. That was a stupid round.
I mean, come on.
That was a stupid round.
Name the English players in the Champions League final.
Except that I should have got more of them. Jordan Henderson is driving me mad. But apart from that,
two fullbacks.
Concentrate in your own game.
I'm not concentrating. I'm concentrating on Phil's game.
He always does this for the week.
No, but that was stupid, Phil. You have to accept.
Phil leads on 1 point.
His
Neil
question
has nil.
Was
Adrian has nil.
Outrageously more difficult than yours.
Neil got a tough one there.
Sumo. Yeah. Phil did answer that. Yeah, he said Marta. Yeah. The quizmaster isn't exactly on point here. Didn't even. Finally, we get the bing. Right. Round two, the Trouble in Paradise round. In honour of the black and blue magic a former Leinster player was involved with this week, we want to test your knowledge of famous fisticuffs between teammates. Question two for you, Adrian. In 2005, Newcastle United teammates Kieran Dyer and Lee Boyer exchanged handbags. Bobby Robson had started that season as the Magpies boss, but by the time of this particular scrap...
Grimson S.
Correct.
Get in.
Who was in charge at St James's Park?
Let's have it.
Bing.
He was talking about it with us recently enough.
Ah, right.
I think.
Question two for you, Neil.
Let's hold this easy one over you now. Yeah,
he would have two difficult questions.
It's only easy if you know the answer.
He would have liked that as well, seeing us. The lads getting stuck into each other.
He'd have beaten the shite out of the two of them together.
In 1998, John Hartson delivered some sweet chin music to which West Ham teammate during a training session?
Eyal Berkovic.
Correct.
So easy.
Yeah. Phil, in 2007, Ousmane Dabo suffered a detached retina at the hands of which Man City teammate?
Joey Barton.
Correct. Kind of could only really be Joey Barton.
That was an easy enough one.
That was it. Phil's on two and the two lads are on one. So, round three, the shameless plug for competition round. This week, team off the ball have all been down to Louis Copeland to get measured up for plus fours and flat caps ahead of the inaugural Off the Ball Open, which is happening in Abu Dhabi this November. If you fancy playing two of the world's best golf courses, the Yas Links and the National, alongside Kevin Kilbane, Kieran Donaghy, Peter Laurie and the Off the Ball Hackers, then sign up now at offtheball.com/open. We'll be doing bits of the show every day and every night from there, and there'll be a road show as well for... the expats are out there. It's going to be one of the biggest sporting events ever to hit the UAE. But how up to speed are you on these other events that have graced Abu Dhabi and Dubai? Question three for you, Adrian. This year, Shane Lowry won the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. But can you name the Englishman who won it back-to-back in 2017 and 2018?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Way! Adrian's on a roll here. Question three for you, Neil. Every year Dubai hosts a leg of the World Rugby 7 Series. Who are the defending overall champions from the 2017-2018 season?
Fiji.
South Africa, who are going to knock us out in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Question three for you, Phil. The first ever Abu Dhabi Grand Prix was held in 2009. Sebastian Vettel won the race, but which team was he racing for?
Was he Ferrari?
Red Bull.
Adrian's back in it. He's on two. Phil's on two. And Neil is on one. But don't worry, Neil. It's not too late to make a comeback. The fun-free magic number round is round four. Contestants get 3 points for getting this number exactly correct. If nobody manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. And we're only giving out 3 points in total. Again, I'm going to state that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. And I'm also going to have to ask you for your pens once the music ends. If you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of teams in the Women's World Cup. Plus... the number of professional fights that Anthony Joshua has been involved in that haven't ended in a KO. Plus, the number of French Open titles won by Rafa Nadal. Plus, the number of games in this year's Munster Hurling Championship that have been decided by a score of less than 7 points. Your 30 seconds expire and Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. That Munster Hurling question, by the way, that's a dig at the Munster Hurling Championship saying that it's vastly overrated. That's what that question is hinting at. You can agree or disagree, but that's what the subtext is.
Bubble, bangle, hear how they jing jing a linger. Bubbles, bangle, bright, shiny beads.
Adrian, what do you got?
28.
Not bust. What have you got?
31.
Not bust.
37.
37's correct answer!
Ooh.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Phil gets three, Neil gets one. Wow. Okay, so...
we're not giving him any more than 3 points.
What?
You said at the very start that we're not giving him any more than 3 points if he's in the introduction to it.
If nobody manages that, you're right. So Phil gets three, nobody gets one.
Can I just have a point anyway?
You can, sorry.
Sorry about that.
You were such a rat.
I remember, like, I don't
you
ever,
little
I don't
grass.
Pay any attention, anything you say in those introductions.
My
and
God.
For some reason, that just stuck with me. So sorry about that, Neil, but like, them's the rules. It's not as if, I mean, I'm not making them up. Nobody's making up these rules as we go along.
You are a bit of a grass, in fairness.
Stitch me up there.
100%. I've done that.
Okay.
Care with that.
The number of teams in the Women's World Cup?
24. Like
correct.
Yeah,
the number
16.
Of professional fights that Anthony Joshua has been involved in that haven't ended in a KO?
One. A point
correct.
Over Joseph Parker.
Number of French Open titles won by Rafa Nadal?
11.
11 is correct. And the number of games in this year's Munster Hurling Championship that have been decided by a score of less than 7 points?
One.
Was the Clarewater game in round one.
The very first game of the championship.
So, 37 was the correct answer.
Six?
there's only been six games so far. Maybe there's been eight.
There hasn't been one, actually.
Right now, onto the rapid fire round, the final. Our winner tonight's going to be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Neil Diamonds from the Neil Tracys. It's the no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid fire round.
Is that a slight on you or Neil Diamond?
I think it's a compliment towards both of us.
Yeah, exactly. The score you get in this round is going to be added to your score in the previous round. There's 40 seconds for everybody to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the person with the highest number of points, then onto the person in second, and eventually onto the person in last. If you get a question correct, I will ask you another question and keep asking questions until you get one wrong. I've got a motion here to change the rules next week from now on that the person who's coming last should go first in this. So, to keep it alive. Because if Phil just keeps answering,
that's a good idea.
If Phil just powers away there, like.
Phil the power.
And he's on form.
But then there's no incentive to actually.
But there is. You
disincentive.
Basically,
it's not really.
You can can the league and just come championship peak in time.
Your time starts with a Pat Nevin.
It's Phil, me, Neil.
Yeah. I mean, we all knew that, but anyway, okay.
just reinforce the fact that you're ahead of me.
It really is making sure Neil doesn't have
to answer one of this.
Right.
Not about the opposition.
People are shouting at the radio going, get on with it. Where are you taking me? Where are we going? What's going on?
Where are you taking me? What are we doing? What's going on?
In what year did Rory McIlroy last win a major?
2014.
Correct. Who won the season's Sky Bet Championship?
Norwich.
Correct. Mike Dean supports which football club?
Tranmere Rovers.
Correct. Complete the name of this NBA franchise, the Portland?
Trailblazers.
Correct. And what year did Conor Cunahan manage Cork to All-Ireland success?
2010.
Correct. Who did Katie Taylor beat last weekend?
Delphine Persoon.
England football fans rioted in which European city? Incorrect. Adrian, when was the last time Armagh won the men's senior football championship?
2008.
Neil, in what country is the 2019 Rugby World Under-20 Championship taking place?
Argentina.
Correct. Which four teams are contesting the Ulster senior football semi-finals this weekend?
Armagh, Cavan, Tyrone and Donegal.
Eden Hazard has been sold. I've started. It's all finish. Eden Hazard has been sold to Real Madrid for how much?
£88.5 million, is it?
What's that figure in euros?
100 million.
Correct. I'm giving you that. One, two, three.
It's Phil has walked away, but it's just a short story.
As long as I'm ahead of you, I'll be happy.
And Phil,
you are well ahead.
Three to Neil. Four.
I only got one. No, I only got
four to Neil. And Adrian on one.
One. Yeah.
Oh, Adrian, finish last. Paddy last.
What was the name of the city?
Porto.
No, but that's where they were. That's where the trouble was. Porto was where the trouble was.
There's nothing, nothing worse than
Queen Mary's was where they were playing.
Pouring over. Oh, that's slightly wrong with that one.
That's how you become the best.
There's nothing as smoking than.
We were on the verge of a clean sweep there. I'm not sure we've ever had a clean sweep.
Yeah, Murphy did one. They did a full points of everything.
That was started out as the opening man.
What, got it, went got straight through right in the northern rounds. Got the credit.
Yeah, probably give him the credit. It never happened. I mean, he'll tell us about it if it did happen. What are you saying? What's up next?
Stuff.
Yeah, we don't know what's up next, but you should stay tuned. I'm pretty sure it is Friday Night Racing, but it might not be, so you're going to have to come back to us and find out. We'll be keeping you up to date with what's going on in Copenhagen as well. Bye-bye.